Hi, is this Dirt Solutions?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Robert, this is Ruben at Bank of Cardiff. We spoke the other day regarding your working capital and equipment financing. Is now an okay time?
Yeah, how you doing, brother?
Long day. How about yourself?
Exactly. Same thing. Hotter than hell in Kansas City. Long day.
All right. I just want to go over some options for you. Hopefully, this won't take too much of your time. So we have several different products that would be a fit for your business. I'm not sure if we would be a good fit. I just want to go over what Bank of Cardiff can offer. So we have two products. One is an equipment loan. That's when you're purchasing equipment. I really don't see that being an issue for you to get qualified because for a traditional equipment purchase, credit looks at revenues, but really what they really, really look at is typically credit. And you have good credit. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, you pay your bills. You know what I mean? It's not like you're missing your bills. So that, I think, when you want to buy equipment, I don't think we'll have a huge issue. The only first issue I'd see is revenues, but we've got some programs that really don't even require bank statements that you could potentially qualify for. Let's talk about cash. There are two products for cash we have. Those programs are highly based on revenues. One is an unsecured loan product that's going to be based on your revenues. You've been approved for that, but it's not, I don't know if it's enough money for you. So the approval terms are good. It's actually a really solid approval based on this industry, but it's only $7,000. So you're looking at $7,000. Now, if your May bank statement is stronger and you want to send that over to me, I might be able to get it bumped, but I wouldn't promise you anything more than 10 as a starter loan. Once you're halfway through that loan, you can apply for more funding, and typically as long as you pay us, we will give you more loans. So do you know how strong your May was? What kind of revenues you did?
Again, did you look, because I sent you, did you ever go back and pull up the one I sent? It was not an actual bank statement, but it was actual, it was kind of a like a half a month. Again, and I told you that yesterday of the stuff I deposited, you know, for that half month. Did you find that one? Still there?
Yeah, my headset dropped off, so I just put you on speaker. What were you saying?
Yesterday when I was talking to you, I was telling you that I'd sent him a deal that was showing kind of a half month of May.
Okay.
That showed all the deposits. Did you find that one?
You know, I can access his email. Did you email it or fax it to him?
I emailed it to him.
What's your email?
It's foster289@kc.r.com.
Okay. So, I got April through May of two deposits of $4,000. And then I got April. Oh, so do you have two bank accounts?
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. A lot of this stuff, even though I have my company, I still... If somebody, and that was my fault, when somebody sends, you know, pays me in my personal name, I put it in my personal account, you know.
Okay. So let's take a look. Oh, I see, because there's another, so you, well, you're blacking out the account number, so I really don't know what I'm looking at. 1-874-657. Is that your account number?
Yeah.
Okay. Just trying to see the account they actually authorized. Okay.
And that was another account. It was a savings account. You know, I've got several accounts at that bank. I've got other banks.
Yeah, you've got a lot of accounts. Okay. So... Oh, so you're sending him the account history for this other account where all the money's going in. Oh, I see this. That's what's going on. So you didn't, we didn't have this statement initially, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. So... So, let's see. Bear with me.
And if you want to, again, you can look at all that stuff I sent him. I know you're in California, so you're, what, 3 hours behind me. If you want to call me tomorrow when you first get in there, if you can look at all that stuff.
Yeah, let's just look at your approval. Bear with me. I'm sorry. I'm trying to help here. Let me take a look. Bear with me. So I'm just going to compare this. So let's see. I think it's there's a lot of accounts I got to sort out here. Bear with me. I'm going to kind of close all my windows on my computer to make sure I'm looking at this correctly. So I have this account. So what am I missing? So in May. So for the month of May, you did 4,000 in deposits in one account. And you did 12,000 in the other.
Right.
So hold on. So how many accounts do you have?
I mean, I have a lot of different banks, but that's just one bank on my business and the accounts right there. That's what I'm saying. You know, so.
Let me sort this out so I don't risk your approval and give you a call tomorrow. Would that work?
That's what I'm saying. Just when you come in, it would be, if you come in at 8, it'd be 11 o'clock my time. Whatever. If you can look at it today and give me a call tomorrow, that'd be great.
Perfect. I'll give you a call person tomorrow, okay?
All right.
Thanks, brother. All right.
All right.